there.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Mel from FM 101.9 down here in Orlando. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
I'm happy to be here. What do you want to talk about?
The tour, because you're coming down here. You're going to be in Orlando October 20th at House Blues. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but besides Fort Minor, you've always been with Linkin Park. How's it feel to be out touring with yourself?
I really hadn't done any, like, solo shows, over the history of my career, just a handful of little things. And after I made, so just to kind of give you the sense of the timeline, you're right, I was like mostly Linkin Park stuff. I did at Fort Minor, a while ago, as a side project, did one album and a tour with that. But it was always in the context of like a group, especially in terms of the tour. So with this one, after Chester passed away a little over a year ago, and at first I wasn't intending to make an album or anything. In fact, I was like very anxious about even sitting in the studio. But naturally, I knew that I had to get in there and get over some of that anxiety, because I get a lot of joy from playing music. And I sat down and I would just jam, just play for the sake of playing. But some of those jams turned into songs, and then the songs turned into the album. So I finished the album in about, it was about 9 months' time that I finished the album, and it started in a really, with all those really dark emotions, looking backwards at what had happened. And over the course of time making the album, I started to look towards the future, and I realized, I've been dealt hand of cards, and just like most of us, you get, stuff happens, and you gotta play it. You gotta work with what you're given, and realize there are opportunities for not just for creativity, but also like connection with all the wonderful fans who have supported me over the course of the many years, but also this year in particular to get that keep me going. So getting out on the tour, that is to say that I'm really excited about the tour. The tour has been, it's at a version of the tour right now that nobody here has seen from me. It's a really exciting thing. It's really fun, but it's also very meaningful. Each night has been like, almost like a spiritual experience. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just very powerful. It's not a sad show. I play some Linkin Park songs, some Fort Minor songs, and some new songs. And I kind of let it go where the crowd wants to take it.
And that's kind of what everybody's wondering. I mean, the vibe that's going with this tour, because it feels like it's going to be such an emotional thing. It's, without Chester being here.
Yeah, for some people it is. For some people it is. But for other people, I've had shows where, I always do a song in the middle. I do In the End, and I do it with the crowd singing. It's just, piano and my vocal in the crowd. And we do it just that way. I always take a moment to kind of check in with the crowd, talk to them a little bit, tell them a story or two, see how they're doing. Especially in that moment, if the crowd feels like they want to hear some more Linkin Park songs, like I had one crowd where I could just tell they hadn't gotten it all out after we did In the End. So then I did Heavy, and then we did Burn It Down, then we did Numb. And another show, that's not what they wanted. Like they did the one, we did In the End, and they were good with that. Like that was all they needed. They just wanted to, in fact, they were requesting before the show on social media and at the meet and greet, they were like, what we want to hear is a bunch of stuff that you don't usually play live. There are these handful of songs you maybe have never played live, or you played them a couple times back in like 2007. We want to hear those songs. So I asked this second crowd, I asked them, hey, somebody recommended I play some songs that are a little more rare, they're album cuts. What do you guys think about that? And the crowd freaked out. And then I said, okay, well, how about, here's three songs that they had asked me about. What about this one? I'm going to choose whichever one you guys make the most noise for. I did the first one, they went nuts. Said the second one, same volume, third one, same volume. And I was like, okay, I can't make a decision from that. How about we just play them all? And we just extended the show and played more music that night. Like that, for me, like making those decisions about, there's a song on the new record called Make It Up As I Go. That's kind of like the theme right now. It's like just, if something feels good, then let's do it.
We've actually been playing that song. It's with you and Kay Flay. She has an amazing voice. How did you link up with her? So incredible.
See, actually, I've known her for a couple years now. She's really, really talented. I love her voice. I love what she's about. And was really thrilled to do the song with her. And like I said, Make It Up As I Go is a really special song for me right now because it is kind of a central theme of everything. I don't know where things are going to lead. I don't know what's going to happen, in the next 12 months or maybe even 6 months. So it's like there used to be this joke about, or not a joke, but like I think it was even a scene in like Crocodile Dundee. Do you ever hear about Aborigines in Australia like going on a walkabout?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like it's I asked actually when we were in Australia, I've asked Australians like, is this a real thing? And they're like, yeah, it's a real thing. Like, you go out and you leave your home and you just start walking, and you don't have a goal, you don't have a destination in mind. You go out and you come back when you come back. You make it up as you go. So that's for me, that's kind of what I'm on. Like, we have to do certain planning things, like like actually scheduling tours and tour dates. But within the confines of that structure, if one day I decide to draw, you know, take out a Sharpie and draw 10 little drawings, doodles on paper, walk around the city, put them up in the city, and show them on my Instagram for the fans to go grab, you know, original artwork. We do that. Go show up at a Starbucks and just say hi to people, then we do that. If we want to go, you know, change the set list and play for twice as long, then we do that.
That's fantastic. I heard about you sending out things to your fans that they were putting on social media and all matching up together. Thought that was really cool.
Oh, yeah, for that song, we had done a poster, and a lot of the album artwork is made from torn pieces of paper and, like, wheat-pasted posters. Like, you'd see concert posters or movie posters put up on the wall and then, like, ripped down and new ones get ripped and put up. That's kind of been a theme. It's like a visual, you know, it's like a visual theme for kind of how life has been. So we took this poster of me and Christine, and we put up a QR code for the video on it, and we ripped it to pieces and then mailed all the pieces to the fans, but we kept the QR code and gave that to K-Play. So we waited, the fans basically received all theirs in the mail, and then digitally, like, through their connections online, they were, like, trying to assemble the poster. But at the very end, K-Play basically posted the QR code and was like, hey guys, I think you're missing this piece. And when they scanned that QR code, they got the video.
That's awesome. That's such a cool way to get out there. Well, I've got to say, I mean, you're super inspiring. I mean, I commend you seriously for taking something that is incredibly hard to deal with in life that we're all going to deal with. I mean, death is something we're all going to face.
That's the reality.
Yeah. And you're turning it into, it's almost like, what can I do from here? And you're going out and doing it.
When it happens, you feel like you're the only one in the world, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is what I, you know, that like you said, we all go through it, or we all go through a version of it. And this moment for me is not this moment for me is all about the connection of people, whether you're just, you know, you've been a fan of Linkin Park and you just want to celebrate that. And like, man, those were good songs. That was a moment in my life or a moment in time. Great. Everything from that to I really miss Chester, to I really miss my mom or my dad or whatever, you know? Like, all of those things are kind of the foundation upon which this show is built. And when we get together, I think we dive into some of that stuff. It can be cathartic and therapeutic. It can be fun. It can be a good distraction. It can be all those things.
Wow, so incredible. I cannot wait for this show. You're going to be down here October 20th, House of Blues, and we cannot wait. Thank you so much for talking to us.
I'm excited to be there. Thanks so much.